First, I would like to thank organizers for this exceptional possibility to give the before dinner speech about quantum computers, gambling chaos, and the word gambling, the meaning of this word will be becoming more and more clear during the talk, I hope. And this will be the presentation of results which obtained mainly in Toulouse recently in collaboration mainly with Bertrand Jargeau and with more young newcomers, Alexey Shipilyansky and Benjamin Levy. And the poster of Benjamin is here, and I invite you to return back to this poster. And also, there is part of the results are in collaboration with group in COMA. And in Toulouse, we acknowledge the support of European and NSA ARRO grants. So the subject, the content of the talk is 2001 results of this year on quantum computing and chaos. And there will be three main lines. First is about how quantum computers can simulate classical chaos. And I think this is important part because even if I think everybody in the audience love quantum mechanics, the world, nearby world around us is essentially classical. And so it's important to understand how computers, if they want to be useful, will be able to simulate classical world. So there will be some examples based on Arnold Schrödinger cat algorithm and some links to the ancient dispute between Boltzmann and Lockschmidt. The second line is about Schrödinger cat animated on a quantum computer. And here you can say that Schrödinger cat was already realized in the experiments and why to think about that. But in reality, if you say cat, then somehow you have in mind that this object is semi-classical. So you want to make Schrödinger cat tunneling in some semi-classical regime. And it's not always the case for experiments which we have done. And it will be shown that you can animate this Schrödinger cat tunneling in a regime of chaos-assisted tunneling in some very good semi-classical regime using quantum computer. And then I will speak about quantum maps or quantum computation of quantum chaos with different maps. There are maps which are relatively simple, can be simulated efficiently on a quantum computer, and such phenomena as effects of static imperfections between interactions, static interactions between qubit can be studied, and the effects like Anderson, similar to Anderson localization, can be investigated. So this is the plan of the talk, and I will go to this Arnold cat example. So this simple area preserving map, which is chaotic, and this is the figure when you take the square and you iterate by this map. Example from the book of Arnold and Davis. And then after one iteration, you see the pieces of the cat. And after two, the pieces becomes very small. And their size decreases exponentially in the phase space. So even for Pentium 3 or 4, you will very quickly reach the level of accuracy of the double precision after, for example, only 38 iterations. So this is simple, where all errors grow exponentially. The system is unstable, and this is another system with hard chaos. So how we can simulate this system on a quantum computer? This is the map, which also you can look like some kicks periodic in time. And you can, in fact, there is also property of time reversibility. Between kicks, you can invert all velocities. And the continuous system will return back. So to simulate on a computer, you are obliged to discretize. And we will make discretization by a grid n by n, large n. And the large n will be presented, coded in the array of qubits. NQ qubits for one register to represent positions in x. And the same number of NQ to code wave function in positions of your classical distribution in Y, and then we will need nq minus 1 working qubits to perform the operations. And then the initial distribution, Liouville distribution, can be coded in the original wave function with these three registers, two for positions in the phase space, x, y, and the third one is working register. And in fact, algorithm is based on a is simple, and it's based, so maybe the main difference is the physical behavior, the physics, because algorithm is based on the old paper dated by previous workshop at Santa Barbara. You can use different ways of presentation, but essentially this is modular editions, and we particularly use this paper of Vegral, Barenka, and Eckert. So it requires to perform this modular editions on this discretized lattice, you need about 16 NQ control nodes and Toffoli gates. And algorithm to perform one iteration for all these points of your classical distribution in the phase space requires about 16 NQ gates, while if you take about n square points which are non-zero for in your initial distribution, nd, then you should perform n^2 classical operations to perform one operations, and okay, the total Hilbert space is scales like 2^3 nq-1. Now, of course, the interest, and this algorithm is exact, so it's exactly simulate your discretized map. Assume, as you said, this work was exact, this implies many things, in fact, because classical dynamics was chaotic and unstable, and you know that mathematically, of course, for continuous system, it's unpredictable behavior, even if the laws of motion are deterministic. So you can ask what will happen in this situation. Well, classical errors grow exponentially. What will happen is, in the case of quantum errors, so you imply your gates, which are not perfect, they have some unitary rotations on angle epsilon. Each gate is random, has its own random angle, and the errors were done on each gate. While this is your initial distribution on a lattice 128 by 128, and in total you have here 20 qubits. So left column is classical simulation. Both images are the same. Initially, we make 10 iterations, and here we have closed distributions in quantum. The right is classical, the quantum simulation with error 1% error in each gate, and then after 10 iterations we make time inversion of the map, but we do the minimal error in the classical simulations, and the minimal error is to make a shift of the last bit on the position in the phase space, and then you don't return to the original image after 20 iterations, but in quantum case you reproduce the image, and even if you will make 400 iterations, then classically you will not return, quantum mechanically you return. Even you lose a bit of probability, that's why red becomes yellow, but still you see the initial image. So you see that even if classical errors here grow exponentially, the quantum errors allows to make reliable computations on long time. And you can slightly change the map and take it not on a square but on a cylinder. So you take not one cell but cells, 8 cells, and then in this case you have diffusion. This is modulus L, and L is 8 cells. And in this case, in fact, the map becomes diffusive on a y-axis, and you have Fokker-Planck equation, which describes this diffusion. And here you have the growth of y-square distribution, second moment of your distribution with time, with number of kicks, and you see that you are diffusive. And then after 35 kicks, you invert. You make time inversion, and you return back on a quantum computer, which runs with 1% error. While if red line is done on a Pentium 3 with accuracy 10 minus 4, and you see that after 40, you start to continue to diffusion. If you make error 10 minus 8, you still reproduce the diffusion. So there is a qualitative difference between classical and quantum errors, and maybe this time inversion reminds about Maxwell Demon, and this is comparison of this images, initial image of Demon. On the left, you are running this Pentium, which makes the inversion with accuracy 10 minus 8. And on the right, you are running with quantum gates on quantum 1 instead of Pentium 3, and you do in each gate 1% error, and you recover the initial image. So these results, they show qualitative difference between classical errors and quantum errors. Classical errors grow exponentially with time, and quantum errors grow polynomially. And this is the scaling law, which shows that which we tested with different number of qubits and different epsilons. And the time until which fidelity remains bigger than 1/2 scales approximately like 0.5 divided by number of qubits divided by epsilon square, while the classical time scales logarithmically with accuracy of classical simulation. So now there is a question about what we are often asked, what we can extract from these images, because of course all this information coded in the wave function is not accessible. So the idea is to apply the wave function to first two registers, to apply quantum Fourier transform, and from that we will obtain distribution in the Liouville, for Liouville wave function in the conjugate momentum space. And these are examples how it evolves, this harmonics of Liouville distribution with time, for example, nq equal 10, after 3, 5, and 7 iterations. And we see that this is the property of chaos, which exists in classical dynamics. Due to this chaos, you generate very high harmonics, which grow exponentially with the number of iterations. And very quickly, you will reach 2 in power nq. That happens here. You have harmonics on very high, with very high values, and generally it's not possible to have access to these harmonics in classical simulations. So what happens for this cat map, that in fact you have picked structure here, and in principle measurements allows to extract the probabilities in the picked peaks. Here is example after 5 iterations for smaller number of qubits. But also we should note that in fact, if you are clever enough, then you can understand that for this concrete example of Arnold cat map, the evolution in the phase space happens to be rather simple. It's also described by Arnold cat map, but inverted in time. So you can understand the behavior of main peaks. This situation is not generic, and for generic case, let's say for if I will have wave function of kick, which is not linear in x but quadratic, then still the procedure of iteration on a quantum computer is polynomial, but you generate a distribution which also goes exponentially quickly to high harmonics, and you can get a coarse-grained image if you measure few initial first qubits in the which describes your position in the phase space. And this information is not accessible classically, because contrary to the Arnold cat map, where evolution is in the momentum space is given by simple map, here the evolution in Fourier space contains enormous number of harmonics, which you should add one to another, and the only way is to iterate in the real x-y space. So this consideration gives some indication on all the dispute between Lakshmit and Boltzmann, where Lakshmit remarked that equations, Hamiltonian equations, Newton equations are reversible for conservative systems, but Boltzmann was saying that you can go and then and revert them, and the only apparently who is able to do this for Avogadro number of orbits is quantum computer, because it will require only 125 qubits to perform this task. Now you can turn to other type of maps, which are quantum. And there are different series of maps we can discuss. This is the general Hamiltonian. You have some rotation and then kick, which depends on the phase, and the kicks are periodic in time. Then you can integrate a Schrödinger equation. This will give you evolution operator on one period. And then this evolution is the product of two unitary operators, two unit exponents with rotation and the kick. And semi-classical behavior depends usually if the amplitude of kick is k, then the semi-classical limit corresponds to the product kt equal constant, and this is usually called chaos parameter. And semi-classical h bar is taken here 1, and then semi-classical limit corresponds to k much bigger than 1, t much less than 1. And this type of kicked rotator was investigated from 79 and now realized in the experiments of Mark Rising and Austin. Maybe he will speak about this tomorrow. But I will take the general case V. This is then classical dynamics, which is described by this map, and rescaled map is, which you see here, is dependent only on some parameter k and function of kick which you choose. So there are different examples you can discuss. The most known one is the Chirikov standard map. When v of theta is cosine theta, then there is only k, one chaos parameter. Everything is modulus to pi. I will discuss also other cases, sawtooth map, which have quadratic behavior here, and then double well map, which is quartic in X, which have two minimum to describe this tunneling procedure. And there is also this sawtooth map has some particular case Arnold cat map. There are also Baker map, which was discussed in 98 by Shack for quantum case. So these maps, they have very interesting classical properties. You may have Kolmogorov-Arnold-Moser integrability for small perturbations and transition to chaos and diffusion for higher excitations. In quantum cases, this diffusion can be localized by quantum interference given dynamical localization. There is questions of quantum ergodicity of eigenstates, Anderson transition, and chaos-assisted tunneling. So, and well, I have no time to enter much in the quantum algorithm, but the main ideas, the main points in this quantum algorithm, which simulates this quantum maps, it's parallel to what you are doing in classical case. In classical case, you are doing multiplication by the Deugenal matrix, then you do fast Fourier transform to return, to change representation from momentum to coordinate, then you make kick in a coordinate, and you return back to momentum space. And in fact, multiplication by Etn square can be done with order of nq square control phase rotations. Then QFT is very efficient. And well, for the case of cosine, this is the most difficult part to construct entangled register for cosine theta. But if you have theta square or theta to the fourth, then you can use these controlled shifts which perform this multiplication. So the most difficult part is diagonal multiplication, which was rather simple for classical, but you can manage. So now I turn to some examples. This double well map. So you have this image for some values of parameter, and you have two islands which are symmetric. And then if you will put a wave function in one island for these parameters, then it will make some oscillations from one island to another. And this is chaos-assisted tunneling. So this is example with 5 qubits. You don't need many qubits here. And 5, 6 qubits, even with 5 you are, or 6, you are very quickly going to deep semi-classical region. And this is your image as a function of time, wave function. So on the coordinate x or theta, and you start with a wave packet, which is placed in the center of the integrable island. And then you see that as time evolves, you start to tunnel from left minimum to the right, and then back and you continue the tunneling oscillations, and when you switch noisy gates, in fact, you start to affect the tunneling probability, and you have a spreading of the image. And the amplitude of your Rabi oscillations for tunneling start to decay with the amplitude of your noise. So black points here is the probability of to cat to be alive, to be on the left well, in the left well, as a function of number of kicks. And you see black points are without noisy gates. If you go to blue, green, red, you increase the amplitude of noise in the gates, and you see that amplitude of your tunneling oscillation started to decrease. And in fact, this is rather similar to experiments with cold atoms, which were done this year by Rising and other group in Boulder. So where they observed the tunneling between two islands in the regime when the classical dynamics is chaotic. So, and here quantum simulation will allow to measure this oscillation, study effects of decoherence in this rich system with a few number of qubits. Okay. Now there is other point which we were interested in. So the question was, suppose we don't have external decoherence, so our gates are perfect and we're not coupled with external world. But any system will be not ideal, will be not perfect. There will be some residual couplings between qubits. For example, in Innsbruck, they are not afraid of low temperature or high temperature. They say that temperature is under control, it's not important, but there are still some residual interactions between qubits, which clearly will be not able to switch, eliminate all of them. And in fact, you can ask, are these interactions, are they larger than the spacing between levels or smaller? Will they? And in fact, it's clear that these interactions always are larger than the spacing between levels in your quantum computer, because this spacing drops exponentially with the number of qubits. So you can naively can think that then as soon as the matrix element of coupling between qubits, this Hamiltonian of Ising type model with sigma z and sigma xx coupling, static couplings where j, ej, a random coupling between nearby sites on a square lattice, and one qubit spacing fluctuates in this amplitude delta near large delta zero. So, and in fact, we showed that the chaos for mixing of these levels of ideal computer eigenstates and mixing of eigenstates of idealized quantum hardware is the border for this mixing is rather large. It drops only one over number of qubits, and it's exponentially larger with the spacing between qubits, and this is a very good result, I think, for quantum computers. But this is some static properties of your static quantum hardware. You can ask what will happen if your computer is operating, it runs some algorithm. And this is the question we addressed. So the model is the following. So we use this Hamiltonian with static imperfections, and we say that all gates are perfect, but between gates we have propagation with this Hamiltonian, and the delta zero effect is compensated by laser pulses. So what will be the effect of this static imperfections on evolution of wave function? And this is example for sawtooth map. Left is perfect evolution. And here you have the Husimi function, which describes your distribution in the phase space. So it's your Wigner function, which you integrate on a small scale of order of h bar. And this is yx presentation after some number of kicks, relatively large. And without this left column is without noise, and the right column is in the presence of the static imperfections, which are characterized by some amplitude epsilon. And here you have six qubits. Already you are able to see some structure in the phase space with six qubits. And the advantage of this algorithm is that you don't need any work qubits, so it's purely six qubits plus a control shift rotation. And I think this is rather rich system, which rather interesting to study experimentally. Now, when you go to 9, you resolve more and more structure in the phase space, and at 16 qubits, you already have a very rich structure, which is rather similar to classical distribution, which is shown here. So initial distribution is some line momentum equal constant in the phase space, which can be prepared efficiently. Now, in the case of static, in the presence of static imperfections, in fact, you see that you start to create some effective tunneling inside the integrable islands, and you have the circle structures which appear. And this phenomenon is rather different comparing to classical noise. If you would switch noise on a classical computer, then you would start slowly diffuse inside islands, but the global structure would be preserved, while with quantum errors coming from static Hamiltonians, they act in a different way. Still, you can reproduce the structure, but there are different behavior of these errors. And the time scale for which this your fidelity remains reasonable, suppose you take some number of some 1/2 or 90% fidelity, this time scale scales with 1/ε, where epsilon is strength of your J or deltas, your fluctuations in your static Hamiltonian. This is this line, T time scale for fidelity goes like 1/ε. It scales polynomially with the number of qubits. So it drops only polynomially, so you can make predictions. Errors are not growing exponentially, but this is more dangerous than the noisy gates, which give you the low 1/ε². So this is some difference between, important difference between static and noisy gates. Now you can say this space structure, which is nice look, how can it be extracted from the measurements? And the answer is maybe here I will make reference to the last transparency of the previous talk given by Laflamme. In fact, they proposed in this recent quant phys a very nice procedure according to which a Wigner function can be measured at given point in the phase space, and this is an efficient way. If your algorithm propagates wave function efficiently, that's the case of SOTUS map or other maps, quantum maps I discuss, and this gives access to information unaccessible classically. And in the case, there is other regime in the kicked rotator you can discuss when diffusion become localized, and then local to extract localization lengths, you can also need polynomial number of measurements, and you can distinguish between localized and delocalized states, and in this way to detect the Anderson transition. Okay, how many time I have?
You have 7 minutes.
Okay, so this was a discussion of how everything evolves in this of this static imperfections. So I remind the model. The gates are perfect, but between the gates you have static Hamiltonian, which makes evolve your quantum wave function, and this Hamiltonian is not perfect, and you cannot, and this I think is realistic, you cannot compensate all imperfections in your system, and they will be always be present, maybe on a small level, but always there, and this, the amplitude of this couplings, residual couplings, will be always be larger, much larger than the spacing between levels. Now, you can ask, and I said to you that if I am asking question about properties of static hardware, quantum hardware, eigenstates of static eigenstates of a quantum computer which is not operating, then the border, because I start from integrable regime, because even there are no J's, then my system is integrable, I have good quantum numbers, and then the border to mix this level drops only polynomially with a number of qubits. But the situation can be rather different if this computer performs some algorithm. So I can say, suppose I will take this SOTUS map, and this SOTUS map is iterated on a quantum computer with these imperfections. Now the evolution of this model is given by unitary operator. This is ideal unitary operator, which now if I have some static imperfection, this unitary operator still will be periodic in time. So because I excluded all external decoherence, so everything is coherent, but this external imperfection, they are static and they exist during the process of operation or computation of quantum computer, which can be presented like some this static operator in power t and perturbations, and my algorithm contains polynomial number of gates. But it doesn't mean now that not necessary that my eigenstates will be only polynomially sensitive to perturbation like it was for static eigenstates. In fact, if computer operates in the chaotic regime, this is not the case, and we have exponential sensibility of eigenstates and the wave function for the quantum static imperfections during operability of quantum computer. So eigenstates of operated quantum computer can be hypersensitive to static imperfections. And this is example for this SOTUS map with 9 qubits and some chaos parameter bigger than 1, square root of 2, for some level of imperfections. So here you have the behavior of your, so since your evolution operator is periodic in time, you can diagonalize and find eigenstates. And this example of behavior of eigenvalues of this operator when I increase the strength of imperfection, and this red level of one eigenstates which we will follow. This example of wave function, Husimi wave function at epsilon equals zero. And in fact, my operator has symmetry, time reversal symmetry, and symmetry x minus x. So you have rather symmetric image here. And if I switch static perturbation, here is epsilon 4, 10 minus 4. I already disturb the symmetry, but still you can slightly see where it comes from, but I increase 2 times more and the image becomes completely chaotic. So symmetry is completely destroyed by exponentially small imperfections. I will show that it's exponentially small. And in fact, there is a link or analogy with old effect discussed for parity breaking in heavy nuclei, which was the so-called Sushkov-Flambaum enhancement, and I think that maybe two of the authors are here, I hope, which was discussed in 1984, where they showed that in fact in compound nuclei you mix many orbitals, one particle orbitals, and the number is about a million there, and you enhance like square root of this number of orbitals, your effective interaction, and weak interaction is 10 minus 7 in some dimensionless units, and you increase it by square root of million, that gives you 1,000 and even in some cases higher enhancement. And in fact, what happens in our model, this with the number of qubits, the border at which we start to mix two eigenstates drops exponentially with the number of qubits. So this is the critical imperfection strength when you mix two nearby levels. And this border, this is some, suppose you have only one imperfection, this is more simple case. Here you have exactly 1/2 2 in power nq drop, and here slightly modified because you should take into account the number of gates which you operated. So you have a situation when you are running a quantum chaotic algorithm which simulates chaotic quantum dynamics. In this case, you can be exponentially sensitive. But there is some finite fidelity time scale during which fidelity remains close to 1. So during this time, you can apply error correcting codes and try to improve computation. So I'm going to my conclusions. So I discuss that you have rich physics of classical and quantum maps, which can study it even on small quantum computers with 6, 10 qubits. You can extract for these types of models interesting new information in efficient way in the quantum computers. And also, I'm returning back to the world of gambling. In fact, here in Santa Barbara, in around 1980, there was a group of students, and in their free time, they were going to casino in Las Vegas and applied computer simulations to improve the predictability of roulette game. And they, as written, the citation from this quotation from this book, which was written about this group. And some people were even from Santa Barbara, but mainly from Santa Cruz, and they reached a 44% advantage, significantly larger than any other gambling system existent. So there was this use of classical computer, and they were solving, of course, Newtonian. That's the name Newtonian casino, because they were solving Newtonian equations, and I think what will be next? Next will be the Schrödinger casino, when we will solve by quantum computer this predict, and we'll use this to reach much higher predictability of your roulette gambling. Thank you for your attention.
Reversing evolution, so your Loschmidt echo example, is entirely classical. Because you have a map on a classical on a grid, and you have a quantum algorithm that iterates this. If you iterate on a single point, you stay always within computational basis states. You never generate entanglement. That means that you can just perform your gate sequence on a classical computer efficiently. But this is not my point, it's actually the point that Nayashi Yoshi made in the comment on your Kepner paper. So, I mean, and this is true not just for Kepner, but for any classical member of this type. So the efficient reversal, or the accurate reversal effect can be obtained on a classical computer as well, and would depend only on the
Grid, the discrete grid character of your model. Okay, let me make let's I will separate because one question is about time reversibility. So the question about time reversibility. It's true that Newton equation for conservative system equations are time reversible. And this was the origin of Loschmidt question to Boltzmann. Now, it's also known from, I think, some work was done in 1963 and then more strongly stressed by Bennett that you can perform any computation in a reversible way. So, and in fact, since my equations are time reversible, I can discretize them in such a way that the discretized equation dynamics is also exactly time reversible. This I can do, and it's not necessarily the case for discretization on the computer. For example, if I will take a standard map, then discretization of sign, which is done on any standard computer, destroys this time reversibility. So if you will invert a standard map on a usual computer, it will not return back. But you can do construct discretization in the way it will remain reversible. It's completely true. And this is general property, and my point is not that. The point is that this discretization is exponentially unstable. So if I perturb a bit, so as I showed here, due to chaos, and this I think is the resolution of real resolution of this dispute of between Loschmidt and Boltzmann, because nobody at those time discussed the chaos theory with its exponential instability and positive Kolmogorov-Sinai entropy. So the real origin is that classical errors in the regime of chaos grows exponentially, and that happens also on finite time scale, but with discretized model. So if I disturb only the minimal disturbance I do, so you are right that you may say I discretize in a reversible way and I do any perturbation. then it remains reversible. But the interesting point for physicists to understand is this reversibility stable in respect to errors or not. And even discretized version will be unstable in respect to these errors. While the quantum errors keeps this reversibility and stability of motion. So quantum errors, if I do quantum errors, then they, for example, this randomness in the gate rotations preserve the image. Of course, you are right that as soon as this is a very important phrase, that I coded exactly the Arnold cat map on a quantum algorithm. Exactly. That implies immediately that also if I do error on a quantum computer which is similar to the last bit error, this error will propagate exponentially in time. And in fact, we have, maybe I will not show this figure now, but you have example where fidelity, if you do classical error, fidelity will drop exponentially. So this, and this is was in fact like a paradox for us to understand and initiated the work, because as soon as you said that you coded exactly the chaotic dynamics in a quantum computer, immediately you come to some kind of paradox, because you know that classical dynamics is exponentially unstable to changes, while Schrödinger equation, you know that there is perturbation theory, so quantum mechanics is stable in respect to small perturbation, and this is resolution of, and the work is resolution of this paradox, and the resolution is that classical error, it's in the last bit error, but it's very large from a quantum viewpoint because you inverted the last bit. So you inverted the last spin, and so you did this, fidelity drops by large amount, and this error start to propagate exponentially. So this is our viewpoint on this. And, I think this was important to understand. No, this scaling for fidelity was obtained in the chaotic regime of Arnold cat map, so.
You see the difference between the chaotic
regime? Well, there can be difference, but we looked at Arnold cat map, which was in the chaotic regime, so. And the time scale was 1 over epsilon squared divided by number of qubits. So even in this, the most bad regime, I would say you can imagine the prediction was on a rather large time scale.
Well, wasn't what you said about chaos being the reason for the loss of error, because the discretized cat map is not chaotic, all
orbits are chaotic. Yeah, this is a rigorous mathematical statement about the chaos is you should compute the Lyapunov exponent, which is the limit of distance between two very, very close points, logarithm of it divided by time and divided by initial distance, limited t going to infinity. So in rigorous mathematical sense, you are right that this is discretized model, so it will be never chaotic. But on any computer, in fact, we are not able to simulate really real chaotic continuous trajectory, because on Pentium, as I said at the beginning, after 38 iterations, you run out of precision. But essential point is that there is a time scale on which you keep this exponential stability, even if you discretize, as it was shown with this image, you are not recovering the image if you do the minimal last bit error. So in this sense, the exponential stability exists on a time scale which is sufficient to destroy all this reversibility if you do the minimal errors. No, of course, I return back. This is, let's start from this question of Lockschmidt. He said, equations are reversible. So if I invert, then there is no question. I will return back. He is right. But the point is, if you are not reversing exactly, if you do small error, how this error will propagate? This, I think, the resolution of this dispute. And the error in the chaotic regime will propagate exponentially. And even if you discretize in such a way that discretized version is exactly reversible, like continuous equation, in this discretized version, as I showed in this cat map, cat example, I move the last position by the last bit, You can do this 10 minus 8, and you don't return back after 10 iterations. So for me, it's a real signature of exponential instability.
Well, I mean, there's a very simple way of stating that it's a problem. You have found, but the state sequence you give, a very clever classical way of doing this without error propagation, because you can apply to your own product state.
Yeah, classically, I will be not able to do this because I will be not able to run exponential number of orbits.
But since you have only product states, you can actually do it efficiently. I mean, this theorem that you have no entanglement in Q state.
No. Rudiger, no. You separated, you said, let's discuss time reversibility. This is one question. The question about efficiently is the other one. I'm saying that classical errors grow exponentially. Quantum errors do not grow exponentially. This is my statement, even if, of course, I stress again this line, that since quantum computers simulate one by one the discretized classical map, of course, it will simulate also classical errors. If you will do large error from the viewpoint of quantum mechanics, this error will propagate exponentially. But the main interest is that usual errors you do, you want to control a gate with precision maybe 1%. You say, I want to control in this way. And then I will control these gates, and I showed that this image, in this image, you return back and reproduce the initial wave with 1%, while Pentium with 10 minus 8 will not do this. But of course, you may say that the resolution of paradox, I don't want to hide something. The resolution of paradox is that classical error is large from the viewpoint of quantum mechanics, and this error propagates exponentially. Now the question about efficiency, this I answered with Liouville function and this behavior in the phase space, and the point is that you are not able to run this dynamics which push your harmonics in the Fourier transformation of Liouville-Wien function to exponentially large k vectors in the k space, and I think this is generally the case which you cannot simulate on a classical computer because you need exponential precision and exponentially many of orbits.
Okay, well, thank you very much for presenting a potentially new interesting application of quantum computers. We have another poster session now, but that's the last talk of the afternoon. But thank you.